Hi there. The word for you today is on marriage rights. In Ecclesiastes 9 verse 9 we read, "Live joyfully with the wife whom you love." What if you're single, looking for a mate and you haven't found one yet? Well, God created Eve specifically for Adam. We read in Genesis 2 verse 22, "Then he brought her to the man, and Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.'" Look, when God brings you the right person, a spiritual and emotional bonding will take place. When you try to get ahead of him, you just end up with regrets and recriminations. Peter DeVries explained it this way, and I quote, "The difficulty with marriage is that we fall in love with the personality, but we must live with a character." So, wait on God. When God looked across eternity, he saw you. He gave you certain traits and abilities that make you unique. He knew exactly who you'd need to help fulfill his purposes and develop the gifts he's given you. So until that happens, what should you do? Well, remember, he's your spiritual partner. He's been caring for you all along, hasn't he? Protecting you, providing for you, and directing your steps, right? So be careful how you treat him. If you can't keep your vow to the Lord, it's doubtful you'll keep it to anybody else. Speaking to those who are single, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 7 verse 20, "Let each one remain in the same calling in which he is called. Do not be concerned about it, but rather use it." What's Paul talking about here? Well, he's simply saying, stop wrestling with your singleness and use this time to develop your relationship with God. And let me point out one more thing here. Never forget that one of the greatest visitations of the Holy Spirit happened to a single, small-town girl named Mary, proving that when you trust God's timing, he always sends you the best.